If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter number 1. We'll begin reading at verse 20. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse 20. The Bible says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. I want to preach tonight just for a little while, if God will be our help, on pressing toward heaven. Amen. I know we've been preaching a whole lot on heaven here lately, but praise God, it's just right over yonder. Amen. I'm getting to seeing it, and it's looking bigger and better all the time. Amen. My Lord's are drawing me to Him. And you know where my Savior is tonight? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Where?
Amen.
In heaven, amen. That's where He is, and I want to be with Him where He's at. Amen. That's my ultimate goal in my life, was to be with the Lord where He is. But as we see, as Paul's writing this to the Philippians, and he's writing in verse 20, and he says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So Paul's a look at this thing, and he's in a strait between two, you might say. He's getting ready maybe to go to Nero's guillotine. He's getting ready, and he thinks it may be just a few days. His life, you might say, is in danger. Amen? And if the trial doesn't go his way, amen, that trial is wrong, then Paul's going to lose his head. Amen? Just a fact of the matter. Amen. If he's found guilty, it means death. Ain't you glad, praise God, that the whole world, the devil can call you guilty? But praise God, Jesus Christ said, I've done saved you and made you free. Amen. Amen. I find no condemnation in you at all. Amen. If you're a child of God, you've been made free by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He looks at us. Amen. He sees the accusations, the riling accusations of the devil and the demons of hell. But if you've been saved and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, praise God, Jesus don't see that. He just sees a repentant heart with the blood been applied. And he said, well done. Come on in, my little young'un. Let me clean you off, clean you up. Put your feet up. Praise God. Let me establish on that you've already been established on. And let me just give you that direction I'd have you to go.
Amen.
Amen. He begins to line us back out for His glory. And we see Paul, and we see the assurance that he had of heaven. Amen. That was his ultimate goal. That's what he was looking for. And it was Christ in his life. Amen. It was Christ that was going to take care of him to the end of his life and after that. So he had an expectation and a hope, praise God, that was greater than anything that this world could do to hold him back. Amen. He had an expectation that overcame the expectations of men. He had an expectation and overcome the expectations of even family and friends. Amen. Paul had an expectation that one day in a little while he was going to go out of here, be with the Lord, and then he would forever be with the Lord. Amen. Listen, the Lord ain't going to take us to be with Him, love on us for a little bit, and cast us out.
Right.
I'm glad we serve a God that don't believe in divorce. Amen. Ain't you? You hear what I said? I'm glad we serve a God that don't believe in divorce.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. As He took you as own, we become a church and become the wife of the living God. Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, He's never going to contemplate divorce. Amen. Praise the Lord. This thing's going to be forever.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. All the goodness of heaven, all the goodness of God, praise the Lord, it's going to be mine and yours. We're going to be, but we're going to be partaking with Him together in this thing throughout eternity. Every good thing that the Lord gets, praise God, we'll get to. Everywhere He goes, praise God, we'll get to go to. He said, so shall we ever. We talked about that this morning. Amen. He said, it's going to be a trump and a shout, and we're going to go out. Yeah. Amen. If you can't remember anything about the Bible, praise God. Somebody says, why are you so happy, praise God? Because, hey, listen, said, I'm listening. Ain't going to be a trump and a shout, and I'm going out. Amen. Amen. That's all you have to tell them, praise God. Then that'll give them an excuse to figure it out for themselves. Amen. That trump and shout, praise God, we just go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God, and so shall we ever be. So everything, every good thing He gets, Brother Jeff, we're going to get it too. Amen. There's not going to be no bad stuff in heaven. Hey, we're going to a place, praise God, all that's been shut out. Sickness and death and dying and undertakers and coffins, praise God, they ain't there. Amen. Glory be to God. There ain't no sickness or heartache, no diabetes. Amen. No heart disease. Praise God, it's not going to be there. Paul said, praise the Lord. I'm pressing toward heaven, praise God. But that's a place that I found and I know about, praise God, that I'll tell you about where the Lord Jesus is, and there'll be nothing else. Amen. The most important thing is going to be Jesus. Amen. Now, you know, we sing about Him and we lift Him up and we praise Him. And people today, they say, well, you know, I don't understand why things are the way they are, because that's the way it's designed to be. Praise God that we might get in and be partakers with Christ in this thing. Amen? And if we, I had a person tell me the other day, he said, you know, if you'd, thank you, brother. He said, if you'd change the way you preach a little bit, folks, you might get more people. You might have a little bigger congregation. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I said, you know the things that's happening, the daily things and family life and things like that. He said, if you deal with some of the stuff like that, amen, said the church would grow, people get in, they'd be getting help. I said, listen, the only thing I can tell them to do is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them all to me. He said, the only place they'll get help is at the cross of Calvary, who Lord Jesus Christ, and outside of Him, you'll not get no help, amen. If we want help for our families and our loved ones, praise God, we want to see them get help, get the Word. Hey, do that. They'll be encouraged to us and to them. Praise God. We're going to have to get them to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, I have a high expectation. You might say he had high hopes. There used to be a little song, it's High Hopes. Amen. The little kids would sing. Amen. But if you got high hopes today and it's outside Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't got no hope at all. But if we got our hopes and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, then we have all the hope we need.
Amen.
An expected hope. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, it may die, may go out of here. But if Christ is your life, amen, praise God. Now listen to me. If Christ is your life, then death is not your enemy. Amen. I think we think sometimes, boy, death is a falling after you. Bible said the shadow of death. It's always right there. But you know how to get away from this. You know how to get away from the shadow of death. Amen. You always keep it behind you by keeping your eyes on the sun. Amen. Oh, devil don't like that. By keeping your eyes on the sun, praise God, the shadow of death's always going to be behind you. Amen. Glory. Hey, it'll never overtake you. Say, well, preacher, one day we're all going to lay down and die. Pray God, I won't say, hey, listen, we may all lay down, but if you're a child of God, you're never going to die.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. We're going to live forever, praise God.
Yeah,
amen. Glory. Yeah. I feel sorry for those people that think they die and they go to a soul sleep and lay in a box somewhere in the ground for years and years and years. Amen. But I should be absent body, be present with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to go out of here. I'm going to leave this old tabernacle clay, praise God. I'm tabernacling here now, amen, in this old tin of clay. But one day in a little while, praise God, I'm going to outstrip it and go home.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I'm just looking for that last invitation, that call, praise God, just to come on home. Amen. We'll just chunk this old body aside. Amen. That's hindered us all these years and go home to be with Jesus. Amen. That place, it's prepared. See, we're just sojourners here. But we're just passing through. Amen. We're not, this isn't our permanent residence. I mean, I know we all like to have what we can while we can, right? The old saying, get what you can't all you get. Amen. But praise God, and I know we do, but praise God, listen, this ain't my permanent rest. I'm looking for another place to dwell throughout eternity. And it's in a place where my Lord and Savior is going to be. Jesus Christ, my Lord, is where I want to be. I want to be with Him, and I want Him to be with me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I want to be where I am. Amen. And I want to be where He is. We get that. If we could get that, it'd solve all our family problems. I was thinking about that day. I was sitting there and reading through some of this and thinking about it, meditating on it a little bit, me and I thought, well, you know what? We could fix all our family problems if we could just get a hold of Jesus. And better still, if Jesus could just get a hold of us. Amen. He is the ultimate problem solver.
Amen.
Amen. This blessed old King James Bible has all the answers. I tell you what we need to do, youngins, if we want to see God move, amen, if we're going to say that we're pressing toward heaven, we need to get in this book. We need to look and read and study, and we need to pray. Amen. We need to spend more time praying, more time talking to the one that we're going to go be with in a little while. Because it isn't going to be long. But we see Paul here, he said he was pressing toward heaven, amen. He was assured of heaven because of what Jesus Christ had done, that Christ Jesus was going to be his end. Amen? That he was going to be his end, that finish line. And we see here Paul's loyalty was to heaven. Amen? He was in a stretch, a strait betwixt two. But praise God, he was bound for heaven. Amen? He said he was in a strait, but praise God, he said, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to part and be with Christ, which is far better. Amen? He said, I'm in a stretch here. He said, but praise God, he said, no matter what I'm up against here, he said, praise the Lord, he said, I'm bound for heaven. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8, Paul said this, he said, we are confident. Now here's where we fall back on this morning. Remember this morning we talked about the ones that was the promise, the brother. He said the yous and the yees and the yous and yourselves, amen, is the one, praise God, that's going to be called out of here to go be with the Lord. And you got the theys and the thems, amen, that's going to be left behind. But here Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8, said, we are confident. In other words, we have confidence. I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen? Praise God. I don't know about you, but I have the confidence I have. Amen? My confidence is not in me. My confidence, I love every one of you to death, but my confidence is not in you. Amen? My confidence is in the Lord, Brother Bill, praise God, and what He's already promised me through His Word of truth, because I know God can't lie.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about me and you. We might slip in a tail. Amen. Some of us like to tell them fish stories. Say, I went down the lake, I caught one this big. Yeah, it was. Amen. Praise God. But he said, I have my confidence in the Lord. Our confidence is Lord. Our steadfast, our standing is in the Lord. And he said, I say it out loud. He said, I'm not ashamed to say it. My confidence is in the Lord. He said, I'm willing to rather be absent from this body, because then I'm going to be present with my Lord. He said, it's a better thing, folks.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, death may come, and it may be that death wants to hold on to it, praise God. But glory be to God, it can't.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that one has been covered by the blood, praise God, it don't belong to death. It belongs to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus says, life everlasting, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad that we have that. We teach it. We instruct it. We live by it. Praise God. That Jesus is life everlasting. Amen. Ain't no death toll in Him. He done died for sin once. Amen. That because He died once, praise God, Brother Don, we can live unto Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have that blessed hope in Him today because we're trusting what He done on the cross of Calvary. So we see Paul, praise His loyalty to heaven. He's pressing toward heaven. He's headed home, amen. You know that he says no matter what happens to him, praise God, he knows his destination.
Yeah.
Now we go through a lot of different avenues on this way to get where we're going. Amen. You get in an old vehicle and take off, you might get there and you might not. If you get in a new vehicle nowadays, and take off, you might get there, and you might not. Amen? I've never seen so many recalls in all my life. It seems there's not a vehicle out there that they're not having just a recall after another. Amen? I'm glad I serve a God don't have recalls. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray God he fixed us up. He fixed us up right. Praise God. And fixed us up for His glory. Amen. And we don't have no recalls. Amen. Praise God. But they got to make things complicated. Amen. What was wrong with the old carburetor? And a set of points. And a set of plugs. And all you had to do, praise God, if you got a little fire from the battery, praise God, it'd go. Amen. But man had to mess it. No, that's typical. You say, well, preacher, we had to do that because we could get better guys. They had cars back then that get 20 and 30 miles to the gallon. Amen. I know some of the old boats that had the big blocks in them. They didn't get that good. But you know, back then, we didn't really care if they did or not. Amen. We wanted mice on the gas pedal to go. Amen. That's just what we wanted. Praise God. I'm glad we serve a God today. Praise God who knows exactly what He puts this thing together just exactly like it's supposed to be. And we may be different models coming off the line. Praise God. But He still knows what He's doing. Right. Amen. Amen. He don't make mistakes. Right. You don't have to have recalls. Amen. So Paul's here and he said, to be absent body, be present with the Lord. He said, it's more needed to be absent from body that we might be present with the Lord. Amen. So he's loyalties to heaven. Not only does he want loyalty to heaven, but he's always pressing forward. I got to thinking that the other day as I was reading and studying. I never see no word in Paul's life where he backed up. Amen? There wasn't no backup in him. He kept going forward, praise God. He kept pushing ahead. He kept going just a little bit farther. We see that in Philippians, here, chapter 3, how Paul just goes just a little bit farther. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. He said, let's just go back to verse 7. He said, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Amen. He said, it didn't really matter no more. He said, Christ was the most important part. Amen. Is Christ the most important part of your life today? He ought to be. We ought to meditate on that, contemplate that. Amen? He said, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Here we go. Here's that satire again. Amen? Being in Christ. Not having mine own righteousness, which is the law, is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteous which is of God by faith. Now look what he says in verse 10. He said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering be made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. So he said, listen, so what I've seen in this and what I realize in this, he said, the power of God is there whenever I need the power of God. He said, hey, listen, I've been risen. He said, I've got a hope of a resurrection from the dead, praise God. And he said, I ain't planning on dying again. He said, I'm planning on living the rest of my life for the glory of God, lifting up His name everywhere I go, telling everybody what He's done for me. Amen. A lot of people think you can't win nobody to Jesus, praise God. You don't know enough, ain't got enough knowledge. All you got to know is Jesus saved you and He loved you and He'll save them too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But He said, I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, hey, listen, I've got heaven on my mind. He said, I'm pressing for heaven. He said, I'm not going to stop and look around on the journey. He said, I'm going to keep going on and pressing on. I praise God till I get there. I think sometimes, church, what we do is we stop and get to gawking around. Amen. And we're wondering who's going with us. Amen. Get to looking around to try to see who's going. I wonder if they'll go. I wonder if he'll go. Amen. And we ought to be wondering if we'll go. Amen. Amen. But praise God. Listen, hey, listen. What Paul was saying, he said, I'm headed for heaven, praise God. If you folks want to go with me, come on, amen. He said, I ain't going to stand around waiting on you. He said, I'm going there, praise God, if I have to go by myself. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm headed somewhere for the glory of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, I keep pressing forward. I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to look around, praise God. I'm just going to keep going with God. I tell you, in the day and the hour that we live right now, you know, we're going to have to decide whether we're going to go with God or we're going to get caught up in the mess that's happening all around this world. There's a mess that's happening around this world. There's a mess that's distracting the whole world. Amen. I'm not only talking the political junk, but it's the things in homes and families and lives that's distracting us. And if we're going to make a difference in that, we're going to have to do it, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. What he's saying, Pastor, we're going to have to press toward heaven. We're going to have to settle in our mind, Brother Bud, Brother Don, we're going to have to settle in our mind that we're going with Jesus. No matter what anybody else does around us, we're going to stay with God. We're going to follow our Savior. We're going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's our only hope. Right. Amen. And just that, say, Lord, just fill me with Your presence. Guide me in Your footsteps. Show me the way, praise God. Help me to walk therein. Amen. So everybody can see it, so they'll come along with me. Amen. I need to quit looking back to see if they're coming. He said, Preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, we got to quit looking back to see if they're coming. Amen. We got to just head toward Jesus just as hard as we can go, praise God. And if they want to go, they'll come. Amen. But they won't come till they see that we're sincere about it. They won't come till they realize, praise God, that mama and daddy, that mama and papa, praise God, love the Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't turning back. They ain't turning around. They ain't compromising. They're staying with God. Amen. You know what happens? They'll get in. If we get serious about it, they'll get in. Why? Because God made us a promise He would. He said, I'll save you and your household if we'll stay with God, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. Paul was a pressing on. He's pressing forward. He had a view. What was his view? He had a view of a finish line. Amen. We got to keep our eyes on the finish line. Brother Rex, we can't take our eyes off the finish line. Amen. That's the prize. That's the goal. And there ain't no stopping till we get there. Amen. We're looking at dire times. Amen. We're looking at darkness. Darkness is settling in all over this country, all over the world. Darkness and the demons of hell is wanting to rule their principalities, present world. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's already overcome all that wickedness, and He's sent to give us a marvelous light that'll shine forth, amen, into our hearts. See, there's a difference between a head knowledge and a heart knowledge. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that's got a head knowledge. They know who Jesus is. They know about God. They believe in God. Hello? I've had people tell me here lately, I said, Preacher, I believe in God. I said, yeah, but do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that He died for your sins according to the Scriptures? Did you ask Him to forgive you your sins? If not, you're going to die and go to hell lost without God. Amen. Amen. It's a choice that we have to make. But Paul had a view of heaven, praise God, and he wasn't turned back because he could see the finish line. He's seen that incorruptible crown. He's seen that was ahead for him. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul said he was pressing on towards that mark. He was pressing on toward that high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, he said, know ye not that you may, that they which run in a race run all. He said, we're all in a race. We're in a race against time. We're in a race against the devil. We're in a race against society. We're in a race against our families. We're in a race against everything. It seems like everything anymore is a race. Amen. It gets stressful. But he said, hey, we're all in a race. He said, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Amen. How do we get the prize? We just keep a running. Amen. Just keep a running. Just keep a digging. Keep a digging in. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. In other words, you've got a little bit of self-control because you're trying to do right. You're trying to go with God. You're running in the right direction. Amen. He said, now they do it all to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Amen. He said, those that's running that, he said, a whole lot of the folks is doing it to gain the things of this world. But he said, we're not running to gain the things of this world. He said, we're running to gain heaven. He said, we're heading to somewhere that's a whole lot higher and a whole lot better and a whole lot more predictable than what the world has. Amen. We've got a prediction, praise God. This thing's going to get better. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under me the body and bring it under subjection. That by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Put out of service. But he said, you know what? He said, I'm in a fight. And he said, I'm not shadow boxed. Amen. I like that about old Paul. Paul, praise God, he's a fighter. Amen. He just barely could see, was just almost plumb blind, had to be led around by the hand, but praise God, that didn't stop him, that didn't hinder him. He kept pressing on toward the mark at a high calling. He kept pressing for heaven, praise God, and telling everybody else. He said, come on, it's far better over here. He's a Savior who loves you. He's a Savior who will save you. He's a Savior who will keep you. Praise be to God. Come on, young'uns, let us get in. Let's get ready and go over yonder to glory and to see the Lord Jesus Christ in person one day. Amen. Boy, if we could ever get that embedded in our head, it'd become a part of who we are, what we believe. It would make a difference in everything we do. But boy, we sure appreciate God in the way He manifests Himself to us. Paul was a view in the finish line. He saw what was ahead. And boy, it's looking better all the time. You say, well, preacher, when he saw the guillotine of old Nero, don't you think that scared Paul? Yeah, his flesh was probably mortified. His flesh was probably terrified. But he said, you know what? Glory to God, by the time that old head, my old head hits in that basket, he said, I'll be in glory. Amen. One thing about it, as a child of God, by the time your body hits the ground, life's breath leaves, the body hits the ground, praise God, you're going to be in glory. You say, preacher, you really believe? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd just pack her up and go to the house and lay down and forget about it. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a finish line. I'm glad, praise God, that when I'm done, when I'm finished here, I'll just be started in heaven. Amen, praise God. But Paul realized he was coming to a finish line. He tells us about that over in 2 Timothy. Now, 2 Timothy was the last book that he would be writing. Amen. He'd be writing in 2 Timothy and telling Timothy that he's about to cross the finish line. He said, I'm just about to finish my course. He said, I'm about to wind this thing up. He tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 6, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He wasn't whining and complaining. He wasn't moaning, amen, because he thought he was going to go out of here. But he said, hey, listen. He said, it's just about finished. He said, I can see the finish line right up there. He said, it's a looking glorious. It's something to behold. I can see it just a little ways ahead. And boy, what a time I'm going to have in just a little while. Amen. He said, my departure is at hand. He said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, amen, shall give me at that day. But he says, wait a minute. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, young'uns. I'm going to get that glorious crown. Praise God. Listen, hey. He said, but it's not just for me. He said, for it's every one of you'uns that love the appearing. That's looking for Jesus to come. Who's found faithful when He comes. It's for every one of us, praise God, that He's going to give to us. Praise the Lord. When we get there. Amen. He was looking to cross the finish line. I believe a lot of us are just trying to finish somewhere. Amen. But praise God, I won't cross the finish line with the Lord. I want to finish in the right place. Amen. Paul said, listen, I fought a good fight. He said, I've kept the faith. He said, I finished my course. He said, I stayed on track with the Lord. And the Lord brought me to a place, praise God, that I am right now. He said, and I don't have any regrets. Amen. I'm glad I can say right now, praise God, I have some regrets from the past. I wish I'd have got in a whole lot quicker. I wish I'd have done. You young people, listen, you ought to get in, worship the Lord, praise the Lord, serve the Lord while you can right now. Don't wait till later. Amen. You can right now. Amen. Get your Bible, begin to read, begin to pray, begin to witness to people. Tell them about Jesus. Amen. He's the most important part. You want to be peculiar as well. You don't have to put tattoos all over you and rings all over your face like you fell in a tackle box. Praise God. You can just begin to lift up the name of Jesus and people will recognize you. Amen. Praise God. They'll figure out you bet somebody that's been with Jesus. Amen. But Paul was a crossing the finish line. He was preparing to cross that finish line. Praise his holy name. I'm glad God's doing that, ain't you? I'm glad He's given us a finish line. He tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1 about the confidence that we can have in 1 Timothy chapter 1. He tells us in verse 12. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He said, praise God. He said, listen, he said, what God has done for me, what a blessing it was. He found me, praise God, worthy to be God, become a minister of the Word of God, to preach the Word of truth, to tell everybody I saw about Jesus Christ. Praise God, as I was going along, amen, as I went by them, he said, praise the Lord. He said, I just put it out there for them to get, and I kept pressing on for Jesus. I said, come on, youngins. A finish line, and you can finish well. Amen. What was he doing, folks? He was pressing on toward heaven. He was headed for a place that was bigger than he was. Amen. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he said this in finishing. It's amazing how the Lord tied these two together. He said, For the which cause I also suffer these things. He said, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him, unto Him against the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. What's He said? He said, praise God. He said, Lord, you know what I've done, youngins? He said, I made a commitment. He said, because of a persuasion. Amen. He said, I made a commitment because of persuasion. He said, Lord persuaded me to come His way. And He said, I did. And He said, I ain't ever been the same. Amen. Remember on the road to Damascus, the Lord, Paul was going up, had letters in his hand of condemnation. He was going to go up there to persecute the church, and the Lord fell upon him. He fell on him. A bright light shined about him. Amen. And he fell to his face, and he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. And God convicted his heart, told him, amen. He said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. But he said, praise God. Paul said, I want to use you, is what he told him. Amen. He said, I want you. So they got him up and led him by the hand for 3 days up on Straight Street. He sat there contemplating the situation. And he thought he was doing right to begin with. You see, listen, folks, there's a whole lot of our folks out here, they think they're doing right now. Amen. They're deceived. They're deceived as can be. Their eyes are blinded. They don't even realize the truth. Amen. But Paul said, you know what? We can tell them the truth, praise God, because we're persuaded. We made a commitment unto the Lord Jesus Christ that He can protect He can keep that we've committed to Him against that very day, against the end, amen, when it's all going to be washed out. And we're going to stand before the Lord and give an account, praise God. He'll say, yeah. He'll say, enter in thy good and faithful servant. And boy, what a time we're going to be. What a time we're going to have, amen, when we get to be with Him. But it's just going to be wonderful. But he said it's because of we're pressing toward heaven. Amen. We need to be pressing toward heaven just as hard as we can go. Amen. Thinking about it. Amen. Meditating upon it. Praise God. Planning for it in just a little while. It's a whole lot easier to plan for heaven than it is anything in this world. You realize that? It's a whole lot easier to plan for heaven. We can read and study the Word of God and just seek the Lord Jesus Christ, ask Him for His help. And praise God, He can bring along. It's a whole lot easier to do that than try to do everything else we do in our lives. But he said, we have the blessed hope in Christ Jesus because Paul said, I'm just pressing for heaven. He said, would you come go with me? He said, there ain't nothing better than heaven. Amen. There's nothing that could be as satisfying as heaven. He said, would you just come go with me? And said, we'll go together as we're just pressing for tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow got high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. What do we need, church? What do we need? We need Jesus.